I'm Dave Grossenheider. John Slagers is on vacation. This year's Around the Farm and the Barn exhibit will showcase Plymouth County women in agriculture. The Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee says this is the ninth year for coordinating an agricultural exhibit in the historic Townsfeld Round Barn during the Plymouth County Fair in Lamar's. Micah Lang, the Chamber of Commerce Vice President and Chairman of the Ag Committee, says the focus will be on various Plymouth County women who are heavily involved with agriculture. Lang says whether it's working alongside a spouse or chosen occupation or their leadership roles with community agriculture-related organizations, many times women serve as a key component in agricultural operations. Attendees of Around the Farm and the Barn exhibit will notice several big-screen television sets used to portray the Women in Agriculture exhibit. Another feature to this year's exhibit is the return of the 100 different and characteristic historical barn photos located within Plymouth County. People will have the opportunity to get a sneak peek of this year's agricultural education exhibit as the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee will host the Chamber Coffee inside the famous Round Barn scheduled for the day before the fair begins. The Chamber Coffee at the Round Barn will be held next Tuesday, July 26, beginning at 9:30 a.m. Have you heard about J.C. the Farm Boy? He's the main character in children's books written by Remsen author Rebecca Staub. Rebecca, who's also a wife, mother, and registered nurse, says that J.C. has quite the imagination.
J.C. the Farm Boy is about a family who actually move out onto the family farm after Grandma and Grandpa go to town. And it's about the adventures that they have. You know, when they're doing chores, they're picking up sticks turns into an adventure in the jungle, and they're capturing snakes. And or when they are playing on the four-wheeler, their farm turns into a town. So the first book is about introducing you to the family and how they got to the farm. And the second book actually came out in May, and that is about chore time, the things that they imagine. The youngest boy has a great imagination, and it's about the things he imagines whenever he's doing his chores, you know, and imagination makes chores go so much faster and so much easier.
What was your inspiration for J.C. the Farm Boy?
My boys couldn't find anything they liked to read, and they're big farm boys. They love the farm. Of course, the oldest is a oldest boy is a teenager now, so that's, you know, what it is. But I looked for a book about farming, and all they have is books about machinery, or they have books about animals on the farm. But they don't have a series about a farm family and the adventures that they go on.
The books are available at bookstores everywhere and online at the Apple iTunes Store, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors will be introduced to Crystal McHugh, the new Plymouth County Mental Health Coordinator and General Relief Director, in their meeting today. The board also will be asked to approve a fireworks application from Kellen's Ponderosa. In other agenda items, the supervisors will consider approval of Barkley Estates in Section 24 of Perry Township and approval of the Burner Edition in Section 23 of Plymouth Township. Today's meeting begins at 9:30 in the Plymouth County Boardroom. The Lamar City Council also meets today at noon. Agenda items include two hearings, the first on a Lamar's Alley improvement project. This would be for the alleys extending from behind the Lamar's Dialysis Center to behind the Pizza Ranch, and also from behind Brown Century Theater to behind Century 21. Today's hearing would approve plans and specifications with bids and awarding the contract in August of this year, completion of the project by June 30th of next year. The alley improvement project would be funded by road use tax. The other hearing will be to approve plans and specifications on a 12th Street Southwest overlay project from Central Avenue to 6th Avenue Southwest. Bid letting would be this fall, with the project to take place in June and July of next year. Other agenda items include the second reading of the vacant building ordinance for the Lamar's Downtown Historic District and a U.S. Business Highway 75 corridor study. The council is expected to also go into closed session to discuss the purchase or sale of real estate. A proposed study of Highway 75 in Hinton will be presented in Hinton Thursday by staff from the Iowa Department of Transportation. The area for the proposed highway project in Hinton is from south of Grover Street to north of West Maple Street. The proposed planning study will be discussed at Hinton City Hall Thursday from 5 till 7 p.m. State transportation staff and project consultants will present the proposal informally. Comments will be accepted at the presentation and until August 1st. Anyone can review the study proposal and submit comments online at the Iowa DOT website by choosing U.S. 75 Planning Study Meeting Number 1. The Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce 2022 July Employee of the Month is Dave Dirks, sales consultant at Total Motors in Lamar's. Dave's been with Total Motors since 2013, which is just a small portion of Dave's dedicated career in the automotive industry. This year, Dave celebrates a remarkable 40th anniversary professionally being in the car business. Many of the years in business were spent in his family's business, Dirks Motors, in Akron, Iowa. His nomination from Total Motors says that Dave Dirks sets the company's standard for going out of his way to help customers. Almost daily, he drives to a nearby town and will pick up customers' vehicles for service. As a leader in the sales department, he's always willing to share his experiences with newer sales consultants early in their careers. For generations, he's helped families with their automotive needs. Congratulations to Dave Dirks of Total Motors, the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce July Employee of the Month. And that's KLAM News.